to Bracketology, segment number two. That means district number two. And this one's going to be a bit shorter of a segment this time, I think, because, I mean, we've already talked briefly about district two, but the big story, Lamar Latrobe-Marion, been in the polls all year long. They go to play Valley City. These Lobos, they go on up there. They're playing, and Anna Kolesko is gone.
And that sucks, because I will go on record as saying I thought full strength Lamar Latrobe-Marion was going to win the state championship.
I
thought they were going to win it, and now I don't know if they can win it. Now, look, you and I have been around that program enough over the years to know that if needed, the Delabars will just take over and make everyone kind of cool their jets about not picking them to win the state championship. I don't know if they have to do that this weekend. They might have to do it at the regional tournament.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Lamar, and I am on the record saying that I don't care what the regular season says about Lamar. They will be playing for a third place or a championship at the regionals no matter what. They could have the worst season on record, and I don't know what magic juice that they got in Lamar, but they will be playing for a championship because they just don't care.
It's funny you bring that up, because that's how I feel about EKM. I feel like they have not had a good regular season. They're below 500 overall, and yet I still expect them to be dangerous.
Me too. EKM's also always deadly. Always. You never. And I mean, their points per game, 50.1 to 41.4. I mean, it's a 9-10 team with that for a point differential.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it doesn't play like a 9-10 team.
No, they don't seem like a 9-10 team. Now, District 2, I mean, by all counts, I mean, Region 1 this year does feel a little down overall, one could say.
Yeah, there's not the depth. At the top, it's really good, but there's no depth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at District 2 here. Top seed is Lamar Latrobe-Marion, of course, and they're playing South Border in the opening round. South Border beat Strasburg Zeeland 49. What happened in South Border?
Yeah. Strasburg Zeeland had won one game all year over White Shield, and they almost pulled this off. It would have been a massive upset, but they couldn't quite finish the job.
Wow. 49 to 48, the final for South Border. That does not bode well for the Mustangs going up against the Lobos.
No, this could be 75 to 15 real easy.
Yeah, Lamar Latrobe-Marion advances on. Everybody has it. Everybody pencils it in. LLM through. South Border goes on to play in the loser out bracket. Now we get to the middle portion of the bracket, and this is where we start talking about how good is EKM actually against a team like Napoleon Gackle Streeter.
Well, Napoleon can't match up with them. Let's say that right at the outset. This game has been played once in the regular season. It was in Napoleon, where this tournament is, and Edgley won by 23 points. Yeah. So this is not a particularly close basketball game in my estimation.
Even though it's a 4-5 seed.
I believe EKM rolls.
Yeah, even though it's a 4-5 seed, it doesn't look like a 4-5 seed.
It does not look like a 4-5 seed. You're exactly right.
So we both have EKM advancing on. Napoleon Gackle Streeter plays South Border. How did those two teams match up this year, Napoleon Gackle and South Border?
Well, Napoleon Gackle Streeter defeated South Border 78-26.
Okay, so Napoleon Gackle Streeter, have fun in your region qualifier game on Monday. Have fun with that.
That's right.
So South Border, been a pleasure. All right, so one semifinal set. We go down to the bottom half of the bracket here. Kidder County and Medina Pingree Buchanan. Kidder County, I'm surprised that they're up here. Kidder County is almost never around here for a region tournament or a district tournament. And, hey, look what they're doing now.
Best story in Region 1, Kidder County. They have, in the middle of their season there, They won 11 out of 12, and their only loss was Lemoore. That was the only loss they had in district play this year, was Lemoore. Now, they've lost three in a row, but consider the opposition. New Salem Almont, they almost beat Four Winds Minnewaukan, lost 54-50, and they lost by 9 at Central McLean on Tuesday. So, yes, they've lost three in a row, but before then, they only had three losses on the year to Lemoore, Wilton Wing, and Griggs Midcoda.
And, I mean, Central McLean is the reigning fourth-place team in the state.
Yeah. So, this is a great coaching job at Kidder County. They take care of MPB, no problem.
Yep.
MPB isn't facing Oaks again. They're not going to score all those points.
No, they're not. I do like the Wick girl that they have at MPB has. Wick is a great shooter, great wing shooter. She nailed the Tornadoes for like 5 threes on the game. It was insane to watch her play. She had 20 points. Great night for Wick. She'd need to come alive and do like probably double that to beat Kidder. But
they played a week ago on Monday, and Kidder County won 58-40.
Yeah, so Kidder County advances on to the next round, and they'll play either Linton HMB or Ellendale. And now Ellendale this year, I keep looking at them and I keep wanting to like them. But then at the same time, I keep looking at them, and then I actually look at them and I go, huh, what's going on here?
Because they can't score.
They just can't score. Like, they played against Oaks, and they played really well for the most part against Oaks until they got to the second half. And that's when they stopped scoring.
And they still scored 58 points.
Yeah, the Tornadoes scored 58 points. That's probably the most that the Tornadoes have scored in a while.
No. Ellendale scored 58 points. They beat Oaks 58-28.
Nope. It was 58-28. Oaks won.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So this is a misprint. All right.
Yeah.
I have a misprint. It's okay.
We're keeping that in.
Well, that's okay. I guess both teams can win the game.
It doesn't matter anyway. 58-28 was the final at some point. But
I keep waiting for a game between the Baltimore Ravens and Dallas Cowboys where they both lose. Apparently both teams can win a game.
Oh gosh. All right. I have Linton winning this game.
You know, I have Linton winning this game, but let's be real careful about Linton.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I say that. This is not the same team as last year. They, too, can struggle to score. 32 points against Lemoore. They lost to South Hart and scored 33. They lost to Kidder County and scored 36. Lost to Central McLean and didn't get out of the 20s. Same thing against Flasher. So they can struggle to score without their outstanding player from a year ago.
Yeah, and they losing to Garrison, only scoring 31-2, just on the fifth.
Yeah, but I do think they've got enough to beat Ellendale.
Yeah, I do too. I think they have enough to beat Ellendale. I think Ellendale has enough to beat Medina, though.
Oh, easily. I think Ellendale will beat Medina Pingree Buchanan. They already did this year. It was 37-27.
So Ellendale will advance on. They'll play Monday. All right, semifinal number one, Lemoore, Littrell Marion, and EKM. Anna Kolesko's out. I don't think it matters. I think Lemoore, Littrell Marion takes the victory against the Rebels. It's not by too much, probably around, you're looking at maybe a 9-10 point game, but Lemoore Littrell Marion takes care of business.
Yeah, I agree, which would set up Ellendale and Edgley Combe Montpelier, and I would have EKM.
Yep, EKM is going to go on to the region one. So we got that one sorted out. Lemoore is then waiting for either Kidder County or Linton.
This is a fascinating game.
It is a fascinating game. Kidder County, though, I think the good roll times keep rolling on. They beat them earlier in the year. It's probably not by 10. It's probably by maybe 2 scores this time. And they're both, I'd say, 4 points, a 4-point game to 6-point game.
Yeah, Kidder County had a couple of good players last year. Obviously, they're still there. So I'll take the Wolves in this as well, which would set up Linton against Napoleon Gackle Streeter.
By Napoleon.
Okay, but
It is
in
at
the
home,
regular
though.
Season. It was 45-40.
Oh, I didn't even look. I just on instinct went with that. Oh, well, now my instinct is all gone. You know what? You know what? Why not? Why not Napoleon Gackelstreeter? Why not have a good story in Napoleon? A feel-good story. The Imperials going to the region tournament. I'm calling it now. They beat Linton by 1 point.
I'm going to pick Linton, but I do admire your boldness.
I'm going to take... When's the last time Napoleon's even made a regional?
Ooh, it's been a long, long, long time.
This is going to take some research on my half.
But think about the year that Napoleon has had. Their football team wins a playoff game by going on the road and destroying a team that was undefeated when they went and just crushed Alexander. And now there's a legitimate chance that they could make a regional girls basketball tournament.
They last made it in 2024.
Oh, so 2 years ago.
Years ago. They lose to Napoleon. They lost to Sargent County in the opening round.
Oh, that's right. That's the year Sargent County got third at state.
Yes. Yes. They They made their way to the regional by beating Kidder County 54-50.
Okay.
I think Napoleon Gackelstreeter still goes on, though. Linton for the first time in a hot minute doesn't make it to the region tournament, which would be a big storyline. But either way, then those are the bottom two. We go on over to the championship game. Lemoore Litchfield Marion, Kidder County, no Anna Kolesko. They matched up against each other when there was Anna Kolesko. It was a 66-44 game back on January 19th. I don't know. It's not that score anymore.
No. They won't score that much.
No. Ooh, this is tough.
I'm still going to pick Lemoore because I think if need be, the Delabars will just take over.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best route to take is Lemoore wins it. I think it's, again, probably by 10.
I mean, think about this. Lemoore has one loss to a Class B team this year, and it was by 1 point at Maple River.
Yep. And that was a good game, too.
That was a good game.
That we were all thinking that would be the region championship game, too, because... It still could be, but now you're not without Anna Kolesko or Violet Richmond.
Yeah. Which is a different looking regional championship.
Yeah. It's just so tragic.
It is.
So let's see. The number one seed would be Lemoore then. Two seed is Kidder County.
For me, three seed is Linton, four seed is Edgley.
For me, three seed would be Edgley and four seed would be Napoleon.
So what would that match up? Let's see. That would mean, for me, Maple River against Linton. All right. Sargent County against... Maple River against EKM.
Mm-hmm.
Sargent County against Linton. Yes, please. Richland against Kidder County. And Hankinson against Lemoore Litchfield Marion.
I have basically the same thing, don't I? Yeah.
You have EKM playing Sargent County and Napoleon playing Maple River.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only difference. So, but overall...
I'm fascinated by what Region 1 is going to look like because we mentioned it earlier in this show, but... there's a lack of depth in the region. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for like the first day of the regional tournament in a couple of weeks? I don't know.
I don't know either. It's going to be an interest. We'll see. We'll definitely have more as to what's going on after Monday. Heck, we probably even know more about what's going on Sunday, but yeah. We'll definitely know more on Tuesday.
Yep. And of course you'll be able to hear all of each tournament across our I3G Sports Network, District 1 and District 2, and then the voice of Region 1B girls basketball, Ricky, will be in Jamestown.
That's me. I'll be in Jamestown, I think, for most, if not every game.
Yeah, I think it's every game this year.
Yeah, I think so, too. So,
yeah, how about that?
It'll be a busy...
You get the golden tones of Ricky Clobber Camp.
You're going to be hearing me like this on the final day. And I have no voice, but I'm VJ. Thanks for joining me on this, first episode of Bracketology for the year.
Oh, heck yeah. We'll do it again towards the end of next week.
Yes, we will. This has been Bracketology. Week one is done. Send you on over to your tournament games. Again, District 1 is on KBMW and KDDR. But for tomorrow, it's on KBMW and Thunder 106.1. District 2 on Thunder 98.3. Have fun at the district tournaments.